The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Aaron is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Lila. So in a few minutes, we're going to call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him, and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. Aaron, before we talk about your date, how long has it been since you heard from Lila?
It's been like 2 weeks now.
So what is it about Lila after 2 weeks that makes you want to get a hold of her now?
Well, I mean, I've been thinking about her ever since our date. You know, we met on a dating app, and I was excited to meet up with her because we both like adventure outdoors. You know, I saw her photos on the app, and she was climbing. I like climbing. So on the first date, we decided to go on a hike, and, you know, with a gorgeous lookout at the top of this hike that I know. And we would have, you know, it was kind of cute. On the day, we'd have little competitions to see who could kind of like, you know, race the other, who could climb faster. And at the top, I had a bottle of Prosecco to share for both of us.
Ooh,
oh, that's cool.
I don't know why this feels like a Jubal date.
Race each other and then drink some Prosecco. Sounds fun.
That does sound really
cute,
fun.
Yeah. You know, I just really enjoyed it. And we had the drinks. We headed back to our cars. But then after that, I haven't heard from her. And so I've been thinking about her, and I've texted her a couple times. Nothing too, you know, repetitive or what have you. But yeah, I haven't heard from her, so I'm wondering what's up.
Is there anything that might have happened on the date that could be the reason why she's not hitting you back?
Not really. Part of me, I'm a little bit nervous that, you know, there was one point when I was hiking and, you know, trying to race up in front of her that it was a little bit difficult. I had to stretch a little bit, and I farted a little. and I was in front of her, not like it wasn't a big fart. It wasn't loud. I don't think it was that bad, but yeah, I don't know if I could exactly smell it. I don't know if she could, but maybe
that's kind of mortifying actually.
Yeah, that could be, you know,
did she say anything about it?
Yeah.
No. And that's like one of the things is that we, you know, we hit it off very well. I thought it was really rare to find a woman that's, you know, just very authentic. She wasn't arrogant. She wasn't full of herself at all. She's a great listener. And she just great storytellers. It was amazing to listen to her tell all these tales of different adventures she's had. And so, no, I don't think she would be the type to be that standoffish about it. If that was the case, I really don't know. And then
did
that's
you try
I'm
to
kinda
play it off at all? You know, like,
oopsies.
Whoa, there's a weird tree around here. It smells weird.
I was just trying to be coy and just not say anything about it.
Yeah,
that was probably a good
one.
Probably.
I mean, would you really ghost somebody if they tooted?
No.
I don't think I would either.
But just for one, two, no. But if they're doing it repeatedly, you know, then maybe.
Yeah. That's just a little disrespectful. Yeah. Like, step out of the room.
We were outdoors, so I'm hoping it was just the one toot. I don't exactly recall because I was so flustered by that first one. I don't know.
Flustered by the first one. Oh. It could have been a rampage of toots. You don't know.
Well, then I could see the ghosting. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you, okay?
I appreciate it.
We'll play a song, come back, and then call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you, and maybe get you another date.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. Get your first date follow-up next.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that is guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Ooh, like our recent episode with Jacqueline Novak, host of your other favorite podcast, Pook.
What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That sounds simple, but if you actually go, wait, if I knew I couldn't fail, you might think of something that you just have not allowed yourself to think of before. Because you just are so sure that you would fail at it that you've never even considered it. That was kind of how I started doing stand-up.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's First Date Follow-Up, Aaron is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Lila. So we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and hopefully get him another date because he definitely wants to see her again. Before we do that, though, Aaron, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Lila?
Yeah, went up on a hike, a little bit of climbing, had Prosecco at the top of the hike. And I'm worried that maybe she's ghosting me because I might have tooted a little for being nice about it.
Now you say a little. It makes it sound like you did it a bunch. You said it was just one time.
I think it was just one time, but I'm trying to be, you know, fair and don't want to be overly conservative. That's not the case.
But you weren't like throwing it in her face, not literally.
I don't think so, but now you guys got me second guessing.
Okay. All right. Hopefully it's not a toot.
Okay. Yeah.
Funny.
All right. Well, let's see what it is. We're about to call her. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Lila, please?
This is Lila.
Hey, Lila, how are you? My name is Jubal from a radio show that's called The Jubal Show.
And hi, Lila. The radio show likes to be here, too. So my name's Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Oh, wow. Hey, guys. What's up? What's going on?
Have you ever listened to the show before?
Oh, yeah, of course. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. Sweet. Well, we love you. So, hey, Lila, are you ghosting anybody?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know how we do the segment, the first date follow up, where if you're ghosting someone, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask you about it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
His name is Aaron.
Yeah. Okay. Aaron. Yep. Aaron. Aaron's nice. Aaron's cool.
He said it's been about 2 weeks. You said 2 weeks? About 2 weeks since you guys went on your date.
I guess since we're here, we have to talk about it, huh? Because Aaron's a good guy. And because I liked Aaron, I will be honest here. All right. Aaron and I got along great. We had such a wonderful time. It was really awesome. So we went on a hike and we drank some Prosecco and had a lot of good talks.
Okay.
Beyond that, like, he kept talking about all these adventures that he would go on with all these hot, amazing women that would go on adventures with him. So there was Michelle, there was Sheila, there was Joanna, there was, like, he was talking about all of these women, and I just don't know where I fit into that. And does he have, like, a ton of hot girlfriends?
He was talking about other women, going out with other women on your date?
Well, how they would go hiking and stuff. Like, he would go on adventures with women.
I feel like you could easily say all the adventures you've been on and not mention any other girl's name.
But at the same time, you got to be thankful that he did mention all of these women's names, because, like, what does that mean? Like, are you just another adventure?
So, yeah, that's why I haven't called him back. I just, you know, I felt like I was just on the Rolodex at that point.
Yeah. How did that come up?
Did he say if they were somebody that he was dating?
No. I mean, like, he seemed like he was totally into me. And, like, that's what was kind of confusing. Like, I just thought that he was into me, but why would you be name dropping, like, a ton of other women on our adventure? So I just kind of thought that he was, I don't know, one of those. I think he may be a boy, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That is those vibes. A lot of the time, those F-boys, though, that's their insecurity coming out. And they want you to think that they're so cool because all of these women have, like, spent time. That's my feels on it. Maybe I'm wrong, but as somebody who spent a lot of time with F-boys, that's kind of the vibe that I get.
Yeah, there are guys that will talk about other women on dates because they think it's going to make you want them more.
Right, and it just doesn't. It doesn't. That's, like, F-boys aren't in anymore, P.S., like, at all.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll speak for myself.
Lila. Thank you for being honest with us about why you're ghosting him. And I don't know if you remember or not, but Aaron has been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
I was going to say he farted too, but I...
You know he farted. Aaron, she knows you farted.
I knew she heard that. I knew it.
That's funny.
Wait, but are you an F-boy?
No. Okay, so I do have a good explanation for all the women. Honestly, they are all friends, and I mean that sincerely. Most of the women that I go on these, you know, hikes with, it just reminded me of them, and that's why I brought it up, is because, you know, kind of situational memory kind of thing. Most of the women are all in relationships already, so and that's a thing. That's why I was mentioning those names, is because they don't mean anything.
All right, so they're just friends, and I guess you're just friends, that's cool. Like, I don't know, you kind of made, like, me think that you were an F-boy, though.
Do you not believe him?
I'm not. I do look out for those types myself, because I try not to be that. I was raised by a single mom. I have two sisters. I got an older sister, younger sister. So I strive not to be that guy, and I don't want to be that guy ever.
Well, that's cool. I don't want to be just a girl that anybody calls. Like, I definitely want somebody that's serious about me, and I really enjoyed our time together. I just never want to feel like I'm one of 100 or any, you know, I don't want competition. So, Aaron, just let me know. Like, you talked really fondly about Michelle, so it kind of sounded like you and her had a thing, like, maybe over the summer. So did I misread that?
Sorry. Okay, so Michelle and I had a thing over the summer. in high school. She is a friend from high school. Like, yeah, I've just known her a long time, and that's why we just go way back.
High school summer? Last summer or high school summer?
No, high school summer. And she has been married and has kids. Yeah, no, she's just a friend.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Oh, yeah. Do you have any, like, guys that are your friends? Do you hang out with guys?
Yeah, no, of course. Not only do I know all of the husbands, all the significant others of all these women, but no, I got there's Caleb, there's Derek, there are a couple guys from work that when we hang out, you know, they get drinks every week after work.
All right, that's reassuring.
All right, so do you believe him then, Lila?
You know what? I don't think he's lying.
Okay, well, would you like to go on another date with Aaron? We'll pay for it.
I'm gonna talk about a bunch of guys on our date, but sure, I'll go.
Just don't fart.
Yeah, congratulations, Aaron.
I thank you guys. I appreciate it. I'm glad to clear the air. Lila, thank you for. I'm excited for a date, and yep, you are welcome to talk about as many guys you want. I'll even throw in a free fart for you.
I mean, for all you, right, for you. Okay, for you. Congratulations then.
Jubal's first date follow-up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney, online at advocateslaw.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.